Confederate General Wade Hampton's victory over General Philip H. Sheridan at Trevilian Station on June 11 through 12, 1864, prevented Sheridan from joining General David Hunter and destroying the Virginia Central Railroad at Charlottesville. General Jubal A. Early's 2nd Corps of the Army of Northern Virginia then used the railroad to reach Lynchburg in time to repulse Hunter on July 17 and 18. Trevilian Station was the largest all-cavalry battle of the Civil War. "The Battle of Trevilians," wrote Hampton's chief of artillery, "was important because if lost, General Robert E. Lee and his whole army would have been without supplies. Trevilians was so important to General Lee that he was enabled thereby to stay in Petersburg for nearly a year longer." A month after the battle, Lee requested that Hampton be promoted to permanent command of the Cavalry Corps because of his victory here. Both sides suffered heavy losses. Of Sheridan's force of 9,300 cavalrymen and 300 horse artillerists, 95 were killed, 445 wounded, and 410 missing, for a total of 955, or more than 10% of his total force. Hampton and Fitz Lee lost 813 men out of 6,000 cavalrymen and 400 horse artillerists, engaged for a casualty rate of more than 12%. Sheridan withdrew eastward and rejoined the Army of the Potomac on June 18, 1864. Hampton and his command followed, slowed by the exhaustion of his men and horses and the lack of supplies. This concludes your auto tour.